Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And we are pleased that Pastor Tomlinson will be bringing the message from the God's Word today, and the message is titled A Holy Calling. This is the last Sunday of the month, of course, and we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following the service. And again, everyone is invited for good food and good fellowship. All other activities normally scheduled on Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed as usual this afternoon. Our brother Al Meeks will be speaking at that service. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Epistle of Paul to 1 Timothy chapters 4 and 6. I'd also like to draw your attention to inserts in your bulletin, special inserts. One is concerns the Youth Bible Conference, which will be held August 6th at the Assyrian Covenant Presbyterian Church in San Jose. And if you're 12 years or older, you're eligible to come to that conference, which should be great, I think, with Brother Ramil Yalde will be preaching, and of course our beloved pastors, Pastor Otero and Pastor Tomlinson. The other thing I'd like to draw your attention to is the Informed Choices Art and Music Festival, which takes place on August 27th for the support of a ministry that we support with gladness, and that's Informed Choices. Please refer to the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 66, verse 8. O bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. And now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 15, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Hope the Lord has blessed you this week. I know we were blessed. We got to visit with Trisha Miguel and our grandson, Gabriel. The only thing, it was really hot up there in the Clear Lake area. It was 106 degrees, so we're pretty cold down here. Why don't we open up to number 15, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. We'll sing the first and the fourth.
To preach the word, only
other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Why don't you join me in our second hymn, number 424, Send the Light. And we'll sing the first and the last on that. 424. There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls who rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Verse 4, let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Amen. Will you please rise and join me in our last hymn, number 376, Take Time to Be Holy.
Take time to be holy, speak up with thy Lord. Children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing His blessing to speak.
Verse 4,
take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul, each thought and each motive beneath His control. Led by His Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above.
Thank you so much, Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much, my brother. And I want to ask a special prayer for our missionary, Martha Ferretti. She got a bacteria infection with flu, and the husband that went into the lungs, so they are in very bad shape in Argentina, and call a doctor 6 hours later, come by you, and then, you know, social medicine doesn't work, I tell you. But let's pray that God will work in them. Our Heavenly Father, we are Your people, chosen by You. As we meet together in this place, help us to listen, to understand, and to remember. Make us aware that we are meeting not simply with one another, but we are meeting with You. As we listen, help us to concentrate so that we really hear Your word, and help us to take in and retain all that we hear, see, and experience this morning. Lord, today and every day, we worship You. We bless You for creating us in Your image. We thank You that after we fell away from You into sin, You did not leave us in our sin, but You came to us in Jesus Christ, who lived, died, and was resurrected for our salvation. We rejoice that you then brought him to sit at your right hand, now with you. We can now enjoy you forever. As we await his coming again, receive this our worship in the strong and holy name of Jesus. We bless you for your unceasing love for us. We rejoice that we continue your grace initiative with us with the work of your Holy Spirit. We bring into your presence those who are sick. May they come with the cancer. Do I foresee with a new liver? Ann Peretto, waiting your call. Bob Jones and recovery, thank you, Father. Joshua Yalde, walking better. Jeff and Mary Swart, now Swart back home from the hospital, we pray that he recover. Jim Cianello is waiting your call, Father. He cannot hear, he cannot see now, and he is paralyzed. Lord, bless him with the calling into your presence. Miriam and Daniel Lacey with muscle pains. Martha and Jorge Poretti, as we said before, with the bacteria infection. Father, I pray for those in the mission field, our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Argentina, Jose and Diana Avila across South America and in Cuba. Informed Choices, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. And Lord, we pray for our mission ambassador. The roof is already on the go. Thank you, Father. We thank you today for your blessings that you bestow upon us all. Lord, may we all give with gladness and sincerity. Bless these tithes and offerings this day. We love you. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, amen. You may be seated. Thank you. choir is getting better and better, all right? And about 2 weeks ago, I guess, the two of our girls went into a mission field, Johnny helped. And so we're going to, where are they? Okay, Bethany and Madeline will give us a brief report on what took place.
Madeline and I would like to thank you all for financially supporting us for a time at Johnny and Friends. It was a great honor and a blessing to serve there and see the joy throughout the camp.
Yes, it was just such a wonderful experience. Johnny and Friends holds a very special place in our hearts because it's just a very special place. I think it's just an incredible blessing for the families who attend because they get to enjoy such rich fellowship and they get to be enriched by such wonderful guest speakers who come and they talk about very great topics. Now, the theme of this camp was The Joy of the Lord is My Strength from Nehemiah. And you could really see that this was exemplified every single day of the camp. So it was definitely a wonderful experience, and it's definitely hard to leave the camp once you're there because it's so special, it's so unique, and there's so much love and support that's given to all of the families. So it's definitely very exciting.
And for the volunteers or the STMs, we also, in the morning, were able to attend a prayer session. And there, with the other with leaders and other volunteers, we prayed for the camp, for the people in it, and also the activities that went on. And it was a blessing for Madeline and I to be able to attend that prayer session because we were able to be with God's people and just pray for each other and to really experience that joy of the Lord. And after that, we would go to the worship center, and there we would continue to pray and sing and also hear a devotion from guest speakers. So we were very spiritually enriched. It's an experience that you can't really explain, but definitely the joy of the Lord is there. And I know that last year when we went to the camp for the very first time, once we crossed that bridge, the Mission Springs Bridge there, and when we came back, I know that that I wasn't the same person that I came in as I came out. And to just see that compassion and understanding, the love and support from each volunteer and for each person at the camp was something that was just so amazing. And it's an experience that can't really be explained, but we know that the joy of the Lord was definitely there.
Yes, and I had the pleasure to be with a 1.5-year-old. His name was Elijah, and he was adorable. And I think that the whole camp knew this fact. They always told me that he was the most, that he was the cutest kid, and I definitely agreed with them because he was adorable and he was great. And I love the family that I was able to really get to know throughout the week. They were just such a lovely family. I really enjoyed it.
And I still think that my 1.5-year-old camper, was the cutest camper at the camp. I still believe that, and we'll always disagree on that. But it was just a wonderful experience to connect with our camper. Even though they were only 1.5 years old, there was still connection, and it was a blessing to serve these families, and it's just something that I would never want to miss, and to experience that joy of the Lord. That was awesome.
Some people think that the happiest places on earth might be Disneyland, or it might be a place that where you're with your friends and everything, but I believe that Johnny and Friends is one of the best places just because of the love and the support that you find. I think that the happiest places are where you're with God's people, and there's so much love, support, and encouragement when we can really build each other up. So it was definitely a wonderful experience, and we just wanted to thank you so much for supporting us, financially supporting us at our time at Johnny and Friends.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madeline and Bethany. And we have things to worry about in the future of our country. But God has his people. And how wonderful it is to hear from these beautiful young ladies and their zealousness in the service of the Lord. So that's our future. All is not lost, and there, hopefully there will be many more like them to be in the Lord's service that will help shape the future of our nation, which is not on a very straight path at the moment. So, but we pray to God that there would be more like Bethany and Madeline, and we thank you, ladies, for your testimony. We thank you very much. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the second epistle of Paul the Apostle to Timothy. And if you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1296. We will be reading 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purposes and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your written word to teach us and guide us in all our thoughts and actions. By the Spirit's power, we thank you that we are new creatures in Christ, but must still contend with the flesh and the world. Strengthen us that we may stand for Christ and proclaim the gospel and truth in love, which given the opportunity and when opposition comes. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus Christ continually and faithfully cleanses us from our sins. Enable us, Father, by the power of the Spirit, to obey your word. Strengthen us that we may stand for Christ. Our confidence is not in ourselves, but in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our God, who said he'll never forsake us or leave us. Help us to walk worthy of our calling. With eternal gratitude, we praise and thank you for such a great salvation. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge from the scriptures as he comes to deliver the message from your word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD. so that we may live according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.